After the state's largest charter school lost its sponsor, ECOT's closure may be imminent. WOSU's Claire Roth reports that the Columbus District is preparing for a possible influx of students.
Scott Varner, the spokesman for the district, says they're reaching out to local families with children enrolled at ECOT to help them understand their options. He says there are around 1,200 current ECOT students who could be folded into their classrooms, a process he believes the district's prepared for.
One of the most challenging pieces will be getting a most complete, up-to-date set of records or transcripts from ECOT, because we want to accurately place those students.
Records are at the center of ECOT's troubles. The state is currently collecting millions of dollars in monthly payments to recoup funding ECOT for thousands of students the school claimed were enrolled but could not be accounted for with attendance. Their sponsor says those payments played a role in its decision to drop out. An ECOT spokesperson says the school is working with the sponsor to remedy the suspension. Claire Roth, WOSU News.